Now time for a locker room chat with Valley Heights head coach Cody Trimble after their 46-7 win on the road against Onega. First of all, I mean, hard to not start with Jaden DeWalt's performance, who had 290 yards on the ground and 5 touchdowns on 12 carries. Your thoughts on his game?
Yeah, he kind of had a breakout game. He played really well Friday night, but also he had an opportunity to do that because our offensive line played extremely well, much better than they did week one against Centralia.
Yeah, and they also did a great job protecting for Max Shanks whenever he ran or when he passed as well. What are your thoughts on his ability of passing and stepping up from week one?
Yeah, he's definitely given us a little bit different dynamic to our offense to help us get out of some second and long, third and long situations that, you know, we've not always had the ability to do in the past.
Yeah, towards the end of the game, Montana Martin had a touchdown. What were your thoughts on him coming in and getting a touchdown?
I think that was good for him. Montana's a freshman that's pretty talented. I expect some big things out of him in the future, so I think that was just a little bit of a preview to what we can possibly look forward to in years to come.
Awesome. As for the defense, I mean, they were able to hold Jackson Coulterman, the Onega quarterback, who came in during the second quarter, held him pretty well. Overall, your thoughts on the defense's performance?
Yeah, our defense played well. You know, other than one possession where we kind of fell asleep on some reads in the secondary and stuff like that, you know, I think we took care of business on the defensive end very well. For the most part, everybody did their assignment, and we tackled well.
Going to take a short break. We'll be back with Valley Heights head coach Cody Trimble in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Valley Heights head coach Cody Trimble talking about his upcoming game against Troy this week. This is a very good Trojans team, one of the best in the state. Talk us through how you're kind of preparing for them.
Yeah, we're just treating it like any other week. You know, we play a lot of good teams this year, so we're going to have to get used to playing teams like Troy. They got a lot of talent on the field, so we're going to have to show up and play 4 quarters to be able to come out of there with a win.
Yeah, last week putting up 63 points against Valley Falls. Week before that, though, they struggled a little bit offensively. What are some things that you're seeing on the tape?
Yeah, they're extremely talented. Their quarterback's pretty good, and they got good receivers at almost every spot on the field. So, like I said, we're going to have to play really well on defense and take care of the ball on offense.
Yeah, you guys certainly have been playing well on defense. Just a little under 21 points a game so far this season. But the thing that really stood out to me about you guys' team is your ability to clamp down, especially this past week on third downs. The Buffaloes were just 1 for 10 on defense. What does that say about the mental state of your guys' defense?
I think one of the biggest things is for us mentally is winning first and second down to give us a better opportunity to win on third down. The guys really kind of embraced that and did a good job.
They certainly have. Coach, one more question for you. Kind of coming back to trying to think about just this week only, as you see it on the schedule, 3 road games up ahead. What are you guys trying to look forward to try to make sure you're all mentally locked in?
Yeah, we're just really trying to stay week to week there. Focus one game at a time, one play at a time, so that we can put ourselves in the best situation going into that stretch.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. Best of luck on Friday.
All right, thank you.
That was Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies.